The town of Carbondale declared a disaster emergency on Tuesday, March 17th. What does that mean? And could you give us a picture of what that looks like for the town and for residents?
Sure. And it doesn't really look much different to residents. The reason we do it is for a couple of specific reasons. If there's ever federal or state aid available to local communities, it helps our case if we've declared a disaster emergency. It does give the town manager a little bit more authority to do things like approving a liquor license or some other things without the town board of trustees approving it. We've canceled our meeting next week, so the disaster emergency allows us to do things like that. So it really just gives the town manager a little bit more authority, and it declares the disaster in case aid is available in the future.
On the 18th, the CDPH&E, the State Public Health Department, their social distancing order was posted to the town's website. Talk about how the town is adhering to that.
There's still some staff at Town Hall, but they're obviously keeping definitely beyond the six-foot barrier. We've closed down the recreation center just because it's kind of impossible to meet the distancing requirements. Obviously, our essential workers at the water and wastewater treatment plants continue to do their work while maintaining the six-foot radius and all the hand hygiene. And what we're trying to do on a community-wide basis, obviously we can't patrol this effectively, so we've added signs to all the parks encouraging parents and kids and, you know, anybody using the parks to really adhere to that state order.
So the parks are remaining open?
The parks are remaining open.
Are town-sponsored events postponed, canceled? Are the buildings open to the public?
You know, any event that was due to be held in April, including board and commission meetings, with the exception of town trustee meetings, are essentially postponed. We haven't taken any action beyond April, but it's possible that those events will be postponed. We are moving at Town Hall to alternate staff, so that not all the administrative staff is there at any given time. We've prevented people from going into Town Hall, at least into the offices, and we've provided a phone in the lobby. So if you do have to do any business at Town Hall, you'll do it via a phone in the lobby.
What town services are still available?
Well, our building services are still available. We still have contractors out there working on projects, so they're still asking for inspections. There are still architects working away, so they're still planning projects, and our planning staff is still available for that. We obviously have our finance department that still has to pay bills. And then, like I said, we have our essential service workers like police and water and sewer.
Mayor Richardson, what are the main concerns for the town right now during this outbreak?
I think there are many. At the high level, we're concerned about our community and them staying healthy and safe to the best of our ability to do that right now. I don't want to underestimate the potential for this to get a lot worse if we don't follow the state orders. So while it seems like most people are pretty healthy and we're fine, there is the potential for it to get worse. And so that's probably my biggest concern. Beyond that, I think the disruption that this is causing can just has a huge ripple effect. So my concern is helping coordinate efforts so that folks feel supported. They feel like, one, that there's some at least understanding of what things are going to look like, and then help them understand what the resources are, because there's going to be a lot of people that are already impacted and will continue to be impacted financially. And then there's just the community feel. I really worry, you know, we're such a tight-knit community. I get concerned that if we're all not together, it's going to feel weird and it's going to affect our psyche. So that's one of my concerns, too.
On a personal note, how are you and your family doing?
We've really embraced it. My wife in particular is really being diligent. Holly's parents live with us, so we're taking extra precautions because they're in that age range that are more at risk. Mm-hmm. So we've taken it very seriously and tried to create rhythm.
Rhythm. What do you mean by rhythm?
Setting out schedules. When are we going to get out for walks? When are we going to do chores? When are we going to work? So that it just doesn't feel like we're floating out there. So we try and maintain as much rhythm to give us consistency and certainty as we can.
Well, will the ditches be turned on in mid-April in Carbondale?
that's what we're planning for, and our guys are out there working on that as we speak.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Mayor Richardson, about the COVID-19 outbreak and the town of Carbondale?
I received a lot of calls yesterday with, and as you can expect in Carbondale, a lot of people wanted to volunteer. How can I help? And so my hat's off to the community organizations like Carbondale Arts, Chamber, Co-Venture, KD&K, Sopra Sun, have all been really working diligently to compile those resources. And I'm directing people to KD&K.org as a great repository of all that information. And there is work to just coordinate simple support, people who need things, connecting them to people who can offer things, whether it's delivering groceries or checking on those with special needs. So that's out there. But in addition to that, I want folks to know that the Colorado Department of Labor, colorado.gov, has great information about unemployment, wage claims, paid sick leave, things that are happening as a result of COVID that are going to provide more resources for those that either lose their jobs or have decreased hours. There's a website, covidchildcarecolorado.com, that's providing childcare for essential workers. The Carbondale Chamber website has information about the Small Business Center for loans and technical assistance for businesses who are struggling. And of course, most people know about Lift Up. So there are a lot of resources out there, and I'm pointing people to KD&K to find them.
Mayor Dan Richardson, thanks very much for taking the time, and stay safe and healthy.
Thank you, Amy. You too.